WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of two Mozart violin concertos, performed by Cho Lang Lin. Lin's instrument is a Stradivarius that was built 68 years before Mozart wrote these concertos.
In 1775, when Mozart was 19, he wrote five violin concertos. They may not be among his most ambitious works, but they're certainly among his most accomplished and gracious. The last three, especially the fifth with its famous Turkish interlude in the Rondo, have found their place in the permanent repertoire. Among violin concertos, they aren't the most difficult or virtuosic, yet they are as hard to bring off in their way as the Brahms or the Tchaikovsky. Mozart scholars have no definitive explanation as to why Mozart had this sudden outpouring in one genre. Who did he write them for? Himself? A friend? His concertmaster in Salzburg? Besides these five concertos, only a single movement and two other concertos that are probably not completely authentic are known to exist. Did he just lose interest in the form? 4 years later, he wrote the great Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola, his greatest work for strings, but it's absolutely one of a kind. CBS has recently issued a lovely CD that includes both the third and fifth concertos and the adagio Mozart wrote at the request of the Salzburg concertmaster to replace the original and simpler adagio of the fifth concerto. Raymond Lepard conducts the English Chamber Orchestra, and the soloist is the 27-year-old Taiwanese-born Cho Lang Lin. If you've heard of Lin at all, Jimmy to his friends, you've probably heard his touching story. When he was 12, his father died, and his mother sent him to study in Australia. Within 3 years, it became clear that where he belonged was Juilliard, but he needed an American sponsor. Eventually, he found one. But the real story is in his playing, which is silvery and elegant, thoughtful, but also capable of high energy and wit. He's not afraid to vary his tone, something violin virtuosos don't often do in Mozart. But what's most impressive of all is the unaffected, unself-promoting speaking and singing quality that is usually the sign of a more mature player, if it's ever there at all. Here's the opening of the heavenly adagio of the third concerto. It's like listening to an aria from one of the operas Mozart hadn't written yet. Thank you. Conductor Raymond Lepard, who is best known for his modernized versions of Baroque music, seems quite in his element here, lending unobtrusive but strong and shapely support. The English Chamber Orchestra almost sounds like an original instrument ensemble. Lepard also composed the lively but tasteful violin cadenzas. Over the years, Lin may learn to let himself go a little more, may develop an even greater rhythmic freedom and alertness. But what's most heartening right now is that he seems interested in playing music, not just the violin.
Cho Lang Lin is performing with the Boston Symphony Orchestra January 28th through 30th at Symphony Hall in Boston. Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new CBS recording of Music by Mozart, performed by Cho Lang Lin with Raymond Lepard conducting the English Chamber Orchestra. This is Fresh Air.